from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Jonathan Jones joins the program. Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. How was practice today?
It was good. It was good to be back out there and get to it. We got an off day tomorrow, so it was good to wrap up today.
So, John, thanks for joining us, by the way. I want to ask about the way that the defense has been feeling since you found out that Matthew Judon was traded, and how much, I guess, what kind of void he's leaving that, you know, other guys are going to have to fill in terms of not just what he brings to the position on the football field, but in the locker room as somebody who is clearly a leader in that locker room in you.
It's going to be some big shoes to fill. I mean, like I said, from on the field, I mean, his impact that was left, but then also in the locker room, he was just a guy who you heard his voice a lot. You know, he was very outspoken. And then on the field, some big shoes to follow. But we have some guys that I think are ready to step up and fill into those roles. And as the season progresses, they're going to have to show that they're fit, you know, to do that.
Jonathan, as a leader on the team, I mean, you're one of the longest tenured players on the team. I think it's Cardona, Andrews, and you. So you're one of the guys I'm sure a lot of these younger players are looking up to. Guys like Christian Gonzalez, who had that promising rookie year before it was cut short. As someone who came into the league and joined the Patriots in the middle of their second dynasty, there was still sort of that Patriot way thing with Brady and Bill and all of that. How are you bringing along the new guys? What sort of responsibility do you put on yourself for doing that with this team?
A lot. I think I became that voice, you know, especially after Devin and Matthew retired. There was a void there to be filled, and just showing the guys what it means to be a veteran, what it means to be a guy in this league. And the NFL is a tough league, you know, week in and week out, and winning in this league is hard. And just trying to show guys, you know, how that's done and what that looks like, you know, and having had some success in my career and just trying to show those guys what that looks like.
Now, Christian got off to a great start last year. Obviously, it was cut short by the injury. What have you seen from him so far as he tries to get back into that mode again and be as productive as he was to start last season?
I mean, yeah, he's having a great camp. I mean, him and a lot of the guys, the younger guys, are having a great camp. I mean, they're coming in every day working. He's making plays. And like you said, last year, I mean, it was a phenomenal start that he got off to. And I think he's looking to build off of that. And he has the confidence. He has the skill set. And I think it's going to be a good year for him as long as he can stay healthy and stay out there.
We know that Jerod Mayo is primarily a defensively minded coach as a head coach. How involved is he day to day and hands on, whether at practice or in meetings with the defense, is he right now compared to who he was last year when he was technically, I don't know, linebackers coach, but kind of de facto partial coordinator? And how's he work with DeMarcus Covington so far?
Oh, man, he always says he has to put on his head coach hat, even though he's a defensive guy. So he definitely has that that 3,000-foot view, overview of the team. Not as much, you know, hands-on with the defense. I think he loves to split his time both ways. And with DeMarcus being in the system for a few years and they having the same vision of how they want to run the defense, I think he has a lot of trust in D.C. to do that with the defense. And Mayo is just taking a bigger perspective of looking on both sides of the ball, having to deal a little bit with the offense as well.
Does the defense feel different to you so far in this training camp compared to last year and the year before?
I wouldn't say different. I mean, I think the foundation, I mean, even from, you know, Mayo, Coach Mayo, his foundation that he grew up in the system, you know, defensively. So schematically, it's relatively the same. But there's a lot of new change and turnover, like I said, within the guys that are in that locker room now on the defense. And so I definitely see it being a different, you know, different defense with different guys. But schematically, you know, it's the same. But the ability that this defense provides is for every coordinator that we've had. I mean, it's always kind of looked a little bit different. And so, you know, DC's going to have an opportunity to put his own spin on it.
Now, John, it seems like for the most part, people like us, reporters, everybody talks about the defense like you guys are going to be fine. You know, it's really the offense that everyone's worried about. You were there for the beginning of the Mac Jones experience, and you saw him his rookie year. You were there for that camp. As someone, you know, on the other side of the ball competing against them during these camps and during these practices, what similarities and differences would you say you're seeing now with Drake May?
I think what this league has taught me is to buckle my seatbelt and enjoy the ride. I mean, it's going to be ebbs and flows. That's the beauty of the NFL and his career. I think what's going to make Drake who he is as a quarterback is how he responds to adversity. You know, this league, you're going to have adversity. You're going to go through it. And I think, you know, for him, when his time comes, you know, right now it's Jacoby's time, but when his time comes, it's going to be about how he handles, you know, adversity, how he handles being the backup, how well he's learning, you know, behind Jacoby and taking advantage of those reps in practice so that when it does become his time, that he's ready to handle it.
Now, you and Jacoby entered the league at the same year, right? He was drafted in 2013. You were signed, or 2016, I should say. That's when you were signed as well. Now he's back on the team. Now, what have you seen in terms of his growth? He's been all over the play with the Colts and all these other teams. What have you seen from him in terms of progression from the player he was, you two together as rookies, to who he is now?
Yeah, we laughed. We laughed when he got back, just saying, look where we came from. I mean, like you said, the growth, he's gone, learn other systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, truly became a veteran in this league at quarterback, from a backup and also a starter in this league. I mean, he's progressed so much, you know, in his career. And we laughed that, you know, this is how the story has come along, with both of us coming in, him leaving and coming back. He's learned a lot, you know, and I'm excited to see, you know, how the season goes for him.
So there was a little bit of, like, notice on, when you guys were starting training camp, little things like, hey, you guys have a players lounge now and you have practice starting a little bit later because you're going to meetings before that rather than the night before. How much do those day-to-day things so far in training camp and the preseason feel like a change in the culture down there driven by Jerod Mayo and the rest of the staff? Or is that even something that you guys notice?
No, it's definitely different. And for me, I've gotten kind of used to the same routine, you know, for 8+ years. And so it's definitely different in those things. You know, some of the guys appreciate the little things. You know, football is still going to be football, the X's and O's. But when you get off the field in that department, I think he's done a good job of changing that culture for the guys, and especially a lot of the younger guys. They definitely appreciate that.
What's the biggest difference on the field, practice-wise, and, you know, joint practice and even the preseason games? What's the biggest difference on the field with Jerod Mayo there holding the clipboard as opposed to Bill Belichick?
Oh, man. I really couldn't pinpoint, you know, a finger difference, you know, as far as, you know, on the field. Just simply because, like I said, football is football. I think, you know, they both have very high standards, and that's the beauty of it. The standard is high. Jerod has the same standard of perfection from us. And so, you know, whether we're out there with him or in the past when it was Coach Belichick, the standards are very high. And so as a player, you notice that, you feel that. So you don't have time to, you know, be lackadaisical out there. It's just pressure. And so Jerod does a good job of forcing that pressure on guys, letting guys know, you know, that, you know, this is a high-stakes business. And so he definitely does a good job with that.
The Patriots put out one of their mic'd-up videos of Jabril Peppers the other day. And I mean, I find him extremely entertaining, both in his style of play and the mic'd-up, I think, back that up. Does he talk the most on defense, or is there somebody who's come in and kind of challenged him in that department?
I don't think anybody can talk more than Pep, man. He's a guy, you're going to hear him before you see him, but when you see him, you're definitely going to see him. I mean, it's awesome to have him out there flying around. His play matches his words. I mean, he's very energetic. You know, he flies around the field with relentless effort, you know, and we need guys like that on the defense. So, I mean, I enjoy having Pep out there every day.
All right.
Does he annoy anybody on the offense? Is anybody on the offense, like, it's one of these days when you're out there in pads and it's like a couple weeks ago when it was 97 degrees and it's like, seriously, Pep, like, what are you doing?
I think at this point they just have to come with it because they know, like, that's what he's going to do. So either, you know, you beat his energy or you're just going to get ran over for the day. Because, you know, that's just how he comes out there. So they definitely understand that that's who he is, and they have to deal with it.
All right, Jonathan Jones, thanks so much for the time today. Great talking with you, and good luck this year.
Man, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right, that was Jonathan Jones, your starting corner. Started probably number one guy right there on the outside for your New England Patriots, part of that secondary and part of that defense that I feel like people, for the most part, are not super concerned with. I think that, you know, every positive, and there's not that many of them, but for the people, the prognosticators who are out there, the, you know, the Schatzes of the world and guys like that who think that the Patriots might surprise some people this year, it's really because of the foundation and the idea that this is a foundation defense. There's carryover from last year. They were good unit last year. You got a coach who was involved in that, and that's just something that's going to be able to run itself, and all the attention and everything has to be on the offense. And I'll tell you, he sounds confident. Like, Jonathan Jones sounds confident out there. You know, I was thinking that I'm kicking myself now, asking him about some of these younger wide receivers that he's had to cover, but it doesn't seem like they've got him super worried. You know, like, he seems, and most of the guys, I heard Bentley earlier today with Gresham Fauria, or Gresham Hart, I should say, and they sound like things are going the way they're supposed to be. There's a lot less, it's a lot less chaotic, I think, than the offense.
There's definitely some comfort in hearing him say that it's the same scheme that Bell ran, just different players in there and maybe a little bit of a different culture or approach from the coaching side, but that you have that continuity on that side of the ball because everything on the other side just seems to be an unknown or a complete mess so far.
Yeah.
So to have that continuity of the scheme on the one side of the ball, hopefully you can have somebody like Keon White be 75% of a Matthew Judon and figure out some of these other things with Christian Gonzalez and what seems like a little bit of a slip, like fall off over the last couple of weeks on reports from practice.
Got burned by Tyquan Thornton today.
He is a fast guy. He just doesn't stay healthy.
It's true. We'll see. We'll see how Gonzalez is looking. Jones said he's having a great camp. So, you know, maybe we're not seeing everything behind the scenes. But it did kind of look, I mean, like he was locking down Tyreek Hill in those first month of the season last year. So maybe expectations for Gonzalez are a little high. Either way, we'll all find out together, I guess. Coming up here in a few minutes, right after Joe Braverman tells you what's trending, we'll talk to the starting quarterback. As of right now, Jones had something to say about that, too. It's Jacoby's time, he was saying. We'll talk to Jacoby Brissett at 3:30. But first, here's Joe Braverman with what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.